Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 505, up 2 on the open. September, 517, down 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 383, down 1 and a quarter on the open. September, 402, unchanged. December, 421, unchanged. March, 438, down a half on the open. July corn opened at 243, down a quarter on the open. September, 253 and a half, unchanged. December, 268, down a half. March, 278 and three quarters, down one. May, 286 and a half, down one and a quarter. July, 295, down three quarters on the open. September oats opened at 194, down 1 on the open. July soybeans opened at 598 and a half, down 3 on the open. August 605, down 3 and a half. September 613, down 2 and 3 quarters. November 626 and a half, down 2 and 3 quarters. January 637 and a half, down 1. May 646, down 3 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 175.70, unchanged on the open. August, 177, down 40. July soybean oil opened at 26.13, down 4 on the open. August, 26.22, down 11. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 116.30, down 7.5 on the open. September, 115.85, down 22.5. October, 114.40, down 20 on the open. August live cattle opened at 86.25, down 10 on the open. October, 89.95, down 17.5. July lean hogs opened at 73 even, up 12.5 on the open. August, 71, up 22.5. October, 62.50, up 10. December, 59 even, up 12.5 on the open. And July pork bellies opened at 97 even, down 105 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
What kind of rain did you see?
Well, as near as we can tell, we had at Homer an inch of rain, at St. Joe 2.5 inches. At our rain gauge, south of Oakwood, 5 inches. Oakland, 2/10 of an inch. Kingman, Indiana, had a little over a half inch. So it was very variable. I think it was a subpar rainfall event. The weather model was pretty decisively warm and not much rainfall. And this morning's early morning forecast did take some of the heat out of it. We did see some profit taking. The market has seen a nice run up in prices since the USDA acreage report, and we're seeing a little pause. Maybe the market's ahead of itself. Maybe the market is expecting a slightly wetter weather forecast here at the noon hour. When it's all said and done, we are seeing some things like demand pick up, and that's a hopeful sign in the market trade.
How important these next midday forecasts the rest of the week to the trade?
I think it's something they will watch. It'll be interesting to see the consistency of these weather models in time. They're down the road. One thing we do know, though, is a big part of the Corn Belt, the wheat belt, is had, you know, somewhere between 50 to 70% of normal rainfall for the months of May and June. So we are starting to see a pattern develop in which there is some subpar rainfall out there. And as a result of that, we are even seeing some things like nuisance things like rootworm problems. We're also hearing about Japanese beetles. And all these are related to rainfall. Subpar rainfall is creating quite a problem. And we always hate and cringe whenever we hear the word spray for these things because it is added expense to the farmer.
So are you of a mindset that the wheat in Kansas City, if not the July contract, the September contract will test contract highs?
Well, you know, the wheat market is a little different commodity because we are seeing major dry weather problems in Australia, China, Canada, and the spring wheat area of the U.S. The situation is extremely tight. And one that is basically changing, you know, in the dynamics of the marketplace. So the wheat market is definitely, from a fundamental point of view, becoming the tightest of all the supply-demand estimates.
It appeared for a little bit that the July wheat contract was maybe attempting to put in a shoulder and heads top. The left shoulder, the 11 April, 382, the top, of course, the contract high at 433, and the right shoulder to be determined, but at that 382 level. But now it appears that maybe, just maybe, we're going to head a little bit higher in that wheat market.
Well, we were definitely above the 40-day moving average on the opening here this morning. The market is trading below that number at the present time. The thing that we can say is, you know, we're still basically in wheat harvest. We are looking at a very subpar spring wheat weather pattern. Those markets are still trading higher. So the Chicago wheat market's probably being influenced by the sell-off in the corn and the soybean pit and profit-taking. One of the things that we are noticing, though, is that we did hear for the first time China coming into the U.S. corn market for corn. There's rumors of additional corn buying, and also the factor is that it's sending a message to the world that basically the U.S. corn market is the main reliable factor and market supplier for corn. So that is indirectly, short-term and long-term, very beneficial to the U.S. corn market.
That China purchasing, is it ethanol-related or is it feed-related?
Oh, I think it's definitely a feed-related situation. And, of course, this does augur well for exports. And as we mentioned before, corn is seeing ethanol demand here in the U.S. It's seeing good feed usage and exports. There's this tremendous carry in the marketplace, and we're still looking at a commodity that is being raised at below the cost of production. So this does equate to some economic value in the corn market that's basically seeing all dynamic areas of the demand side being positive.
Well, let's go ahead and look at the corn market and pencil it out for me, Paul. If the weather is normal and if the precipitation is generally normal from now into harvest, are we at a fair market value?
Yes, and, you know, that's probably true. You know, the Sparks people, informative people who spend a lot of time in the what-if area basically said that the acreage number as well as the demand situation has basically put a 20-cent value added increase in the true value of corn from the last report. So definitely corn is at a higher value than last Friday. Also, I think we have to say is that it with this extra demand and supply concerns, it is always subject to further rallies based on this demand factor and the actual acreage. So it equates out to some very positive prices. I think not only this coming year, but the following years, because we do have $6 new crop beans and $4 new crop wheat, and the incentive is there that where we really have to bid the corn price up to get the extra acres to take care of the demand in the future.
$3 new crop corn?
Well, you know, that's part of the equation. And, of course, you know, we are going to be talking about a new farm program. And hopefully the government will have a generous farm program. But there are those out there that want to cut farm programs. And as a result of that, that could end up costing and making corn prices even go higher, with the idea that there's not the safety net under the marketplace. So the value of corn is a very, you know, necessary item to have prices higher because of the input costs and the added costs of competing with other commodities in the world. So corn is a very interesting commodity as the card game unfolds not only this year, but next year as well.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
You're listening to WILL Urbana. In the studio with Chef Hat On is Focus 580 host David Inch.
Hi, Dave.